Dr. Oliver is dictating for December the 13th of the year 2023. The name of the patient is Linda Denegar. Last name, Delta Echo November Echo Golf Alpha Roger Denegar, D-E-N-E-G-A-R. First name, Linda. This is the clinical case of a 68-year-old white female that is a patient that we follow in the office because of CKD stage 3A. Period, the patient has a serum creatinine of 1.21 milligrams per deciliter as of November 29 of 2023 with a BUN of 23 and an estimated EFR of 48 mLs per minute. In the imaging, this patient has atrophic left kidney with calcifications and a normal right kidney also with calcifications. The patient has evidence of severe hyperuricemia. On November the 9th of 2023, the patient had a uric acid of 15, despite the fact that she has been taking 300 milligrams of allopurinol for a long time. Period. Important to keep in mind is that this patient has a neurogenic bladder. The etiology of this neurogenic bladder is not clear. This neurogenic bladder is treated with self-catheterizations. The patient was doing two or three a day. However, she had an episode of the urinary tract infection and septic shock while she was in New York that kept her in the hospital for several days. Down here, had a gastrointestinal episode, was admitted to the hospital, and has been treated with the urinary tract infection by Dr. Laxon. She just finished a parenteral administration of antibiotics, and the most important thing is that the culture that was done a couple of days ago is positive for Klebsiella. The urinary bladder shows pockets in the CT scan. She will continue the management of the neurogenic bladder by Dr. Arciola. A-R-C-I-O-L-A, the urologist, period. Taking into consideration the above, we think that this patient will get benefit by the administration of Krystexxa, K-R-Y-S-T-E-X-X-A. And we are going to start the process and the qualification for these infusions. Number two, the patient has a CKD stage 3A. Number three, the patient doesn't mention gouty attacks. Following number, bronchial asthma that is treated by Dr. Wong. Following number, coronary artery disease with PCIs in the past, followed by Dr. When the win W-I-N, following number vitamin D deficiency on supplementation, following number hyperlipidemia, following number rheumatoid arthritis and fibromyalgia, following number gastroesophageal reflux disease that is asymptomatic at the present time. We are going to reevaluate the case in 3 months with laboratory workup. However, we are going to monitor the administration of Krystexxa. We're going to pre-medicate her and all the complications regarding to these infusions were explained to the patient, and we'll keep in close contact during the treatment period. Paragraph, we invested 20 minutes reviewing the lab and the imaging, in the face-to-face 25 minutes, in the documentation 10 minutes.